with SRN News. Hi, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance is warning Iran to negotiate in earnest this weekend as the two sides sit down for talks in Pakistan aimed at ending the war. The vice president says the U.S. is willing to extend an open hand, in his words, if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith. He also warned Iran not to try and play the U.S. delegation. Former Vice President Kamala Harris says she hasn't ruled out another run for the White House in 2028.
Listen, I might. I'm thinking about it. But let me say this. I am thinking about it.
The former VP spoke today at the National Action Network's convention in New York. Ukraine's president says his forces have actually been helping Middle Eastern countries deal with Iran right now.
Ukrainian military personnel have shot down Iranian-designed Shahed drones in multiple Middle Eastern countries during the Iran war, President Volodymyr Zelensky says, describing the operations as part of a broader effort to help partners counter the same weapons used by Russia in Ukraine. Zelensky adds Ukrainian forces took part in the active operations abroad using domestically produced interceptor drones.
That is Charles de Ledesma. After 6 weeks of surging oil prices, investors finally can see some answers about the inflationary impact.
The March Consumer Price Index report showed prices up 0.9% from a month earlier and 3.3% from a year earlier, the largest annual increase since May of 2024. Markets were a little moved by the numbers, which were in line with economists' expectations. U.S. stock futures were little changed. European stocks gained after Asian indexes largely closed up.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett at this hour on Wall Street. The Dow is struggling. It's down 231 points, but the NASDAQ still in positive territory. It's up by 56. This is SRN News. Canada's Navy is flying a new flag.
Observers say late last month the naval base at Halifax flew the transgender pride flag from its flagpole in honor of the Transgender Day of Visibility. This reportedly caught even some members of the Navy off guard, one telling LifeSiteNews.com, quote, "I was shocked." The Canadian Armed Forces has released a statement saying that recognizing the courage of transgender people can help create a welcoming and respectful environment for all. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Pakistani man has pleaded guilty in Manhattan federal court to planning to use automatic weapons to kill Jewish people at a Brooklyn center in October of 2024. Muhammad Khan told officials he was answering a call from the international terrorist group ISIS. The attack was designed to coincide with the anniversary of the October 7, 2023 Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. This is SRN News. The administration proposing to weaken rules for handling coal ash.
I call it beautiful, clean coal. I tell my people never use the word coal unless you put beautiful, clean before it.
President Trump's often said that, but coal-fired power plants produce an ash containing heavy metals, such as mercury and lead, and if not stored properly, it can contaminate groundwater. The Biden administration strengthened rules on the handling of coal ash, but now the Environmental Protection Agency is proposing to gut them, part of the Trump administration's effort to provide regulatory relief to the fossil fuel industry and reverse the decline of U.S. coal. In Trump's view,
we're going to unleash it and make America rich and powerful again.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A former New York City police sergeant has been sentenced to 3 to 9 years in prison for throwing a picnic cooler full of drinks at a fleeing suspect who then crashed his motorized scooter and was killed as a result. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.